RealTalk4Radio.com.
Join me, Rebecca Christensen-Mapson, in real time for real topics on Real Talk with Rebecca on 4Radio.com.
Need tickets to the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo this December? Boyd Gaming's got them. They offer room and ticket packages that include transportation to and from the rodeo. Visit www.boydgaming.com/NFR. Boyd Gaming is riding for...
Tres Rios Silver was founded in 1997. Our goal today remains the same as it was back then, to provide you, our customer, with a quality custom buckle at an affordable price. From 1 to 100, our buckles are all made one at a time by hand. Our only limit is your imagination. Give us a call today at 800-550-7535 and let us help you design your next trophy buckle. That's Tres Rios Silver, Llano, Texas. Find us on Facebook or at TresRiosSilver.com. Proud to be part of She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls.
Rebecca Lawler Limited is the culmination of a lifelong dream for philanthropist and designer Rebecca Lawler. She designed her patented, unique glass heart, which is handcrafted by glass artists in Virginia. Placed in the center is a brilliant gem. The heart can be worn with the Rebecca Lawler Limited signature ribbon or an awareness ribbon of choice. To join the mission of the Hearts of Hope Foundation and add a Rebecca Lawler signature heart to your own personal style, go to RebeccaLawlerLimited.com. That's RebeccaLawlerLimited.com.
She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls is proud to have as our charity of choice, Man Up Crusade. Man Up is working in the Western world to reduce domestic violence in society and contribute to social change by promoting safe and healthy relationships. Growing up in a violent home is one of the most terrifying and traumatic experiences a child can go through. Let's work together to help those afflicted to stand and know they're not alone. Find out more at ManUpCrusade.com. Take a stand and break the cycle of domestic violence.
This is 4Radio, a media platform used to elevate voices and empower dreams.
All right, rodeo fans, it's time for She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls. Introducing your host, Becky Christensen, and co-host Vicki Christensen-O'Shields, presented to you by Boyd Gaming. Hey, let's ride.
Well, good evening and welcome to this week's broadcast of She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls. This is your host, Becky Christensen-Mapson. I just realized we might need to update our opening, Aunt Vicki. I want to welcome to the show my co-host, Vicki Christensen-O'Shields. Vicki, how are you?
I am good, Becky. I hope everyone is having a great Monday evening.
You know, it has been a crazy, crazy week this week. We've had, it's graduation weekend towards the, you know, we're in the first part of June and graduations are happening everywhere. So I want to give a shout out to my nephew, Devin Holmes. He graduated this last week from Post Falls High School. And, you know, it's Aunt Vicki, it's time for Brett and Jesse to graduate some kids. They got a little ways behind me and Michelle, but our kids are all done. And we are now full on both going into the empty nest syndrome.
Oh, wow. Well, all I can say, Becky, is there is life after the empty nest syndrome. Okay? That's
Thank
all I'm
goodness.
Going to say. You will survive it.
Well, I just want to let our listeners know that our U.S. Ambassador, Ms. U.S. Ambassador, she's going to do the CB Cowgirls, and our guest co-host, Bobby Jean Olson, she is not going to be joining us this evening. She is busy, busy, busy. It's that time of year, and she will hopefully be back with us next week. So, Bobby Jean, we love you, we miss you, and hope you have a wonderful week, and we will talk to you soon. We are going to dive right into our show. I first, of course, want to say thank you to all of our sponsors. One thing I do want to mention is we are gearing up. We're at the halfway mark till the finals. And so
I know.
With that being, can you believe it? So with that being said, guess what? We're going back to Vegas for another year at Mandalay Bay. So that's pretty exciting. And we want to say thank you to, of course, our presenting sponsor, Boyd Gaming, and the family of Boyd Gaming, because they have just been a great presenting sponsor. They are getting ready to gear up for their cinch shootout. I can't talk, tongue twister. And the tickets are on sale. So be sure you go to their website. And make sure you get your tickets. And that's usually the last 3 days of the WNFR, which this year
is a little late.
What,
Becky? Becky, you know, the Boyd Gaming family, I mean, you know, they have so many great venues in Vegas. And if you have the opportunity to stay at one of them, please do. You know, the Boyd Gaming family hosts us at the Orleans. And what a great hotel casino to stay at. We're just so thankful.
Yes, and stay tuned because we have a lot of fun things in the works, and we're working on our guest list, and you'll be seeing posts all over social media about what's coming and what we're going to be doing down there. But yes, definitely stay at one of their venues, get some tickets to the event. And I think the final this year is the 7th through the 16th, if I'm correct. So make sure you're checking your calendars because it is a little bit later this year. So with that being said, we are going to bring to the show, we've had this, our friend on, gosh, it's been about a year, I think, maybe a little bit longer. And we wanted to bring Mr. Danny Ohako back on because not only is he the, you know, he published his first book, Behind the Scenes, but he's working on another great book. And, you know, here at She's Gone Country, the CB Cowgirls, we're about the stories behind the stories. And we're really about preserving our heritage and our, you know, our roots, and they run deep and they're generational. And I'm just so tickled as I went through and read some of the information that's going into Danny's new book and sat and enjoyed reading some of the stories that he's working on. It just,
right.
It just tickled my funny bone because here, well, that's all we talk about. I mean, I got to visit with Deb this weekend, and he told us some great stories. And you, wherever
right.
you're at, Aunt Vicki, you went to Missouri, you got some great stories. These stories are right. so treasured, don't you think?
Oh, they are, Becky. And, you know, talking about Danny Ohako, you know, a lot of our listeners, you know, most of them probably know Danny from his PRCA writing career. But, I mean, Danny, with a handful of others from Pro Rodeo, you know, took a step off into the world of Hollywood, and that's Danny's first book, Behind the Scenes. And he was a stuntman, worked on a lot of movies. Now he's coming back to Behind the Shoots, and there's a lot of great stories to share. And I'm certain there's some that maybe shouldn't be shared. I don't know.
Well, let's bring him to the show. Danny, are you there?
Yes,
he
I'm here.
You good.
Yeah,
you used the mute button well.
I forgot
That's all right. Thank you, thank you, thank you for coming on tonight. We appreciate you coming back. And I know you've got a great, great book that you are cooking up and working on. And, you know, for our listeners that didn't get to hear the first show or maybe did but are back again, tell Aunt Vicki touched a little bit about you. Why don't you expand a little bit about your background and your passion for writing?
Oh, well, I'll tell you, when I went to Hollywood, I got into acting a little bit, and I loved it. And, you know, it's just a storytelling thing, you know, when you become an actor, you kind of get yourself into the role of another person. And so that kind of inspired me to be a writer too. So, those kind of things in my background, you know, helped me to write a book and to tell stories.
Well, that I know is a forte in itself to write a really good story, but I know
mm-hmm.
it can come pretty easy to the cowboys and the cowboy way to tell a good story. So let's talk about your new book, Behind the Shoots, because we know cowboys can tell good stories.
Well, you know, every time you go behind the shoots or you're at a party someplace, somebody will tell you a story about, you know, when they were going down here and doing that. And then somebody else will chime in and say, yeah, well, I did that over here and there. And it just goes on. And you know, it's just spontaneous stuff. You know,
uh-huh.
you start remembering stuff that, you know, that happened 12, 15, 25 years ago, and then it's funny. And you retell it 100 times, and the more you tell it, the better you get at it.
Well, you know, Danny, this is Vicki. And, you know, storytelling is a real art. It truly is. Because, I mean, for someone to be able to tell a story, you have to spin that story, and the listener needs to be able to view it in their mind's eye. So it really is a talent. And tell us a little bit, you know, how long do you have before you're going to publish this book? You're soliciting stories now, asking friends, family to call in. Give us a little bit of background about that, please.
Well, you know, I'm just starting in the process. I've been over a month now, and I've already got about 35 stories. Once people hear about it, then they start, you know, chiming in and saying, well, I got one. I just talked to Donnie Green just now. Before I got on the show, and he's in.
Uh-huh.
He says, I'll give you a couple. And he said, say hi to the gals for me.
Oh,
Hello.
Yeah, he's
oh,
got
Donnie.
Some great stories. He parachutes out of a plane and lands in the middle of the arena on somebody's cowboy hat, you know, it's St. Paul. You know, this kind of stuff is hilarious. And you wouldn't believe it, but it's true, you know.
It happened.
Yes.
Well, and you know, it's funny. I was talking to, I was talking with my mom last night on the radio or on the phone, and Gray and I were talking about some of the stories Deb was telling us, and just I think what's great about what we're going to hear in some of the stories that you have to share and what are going into your book is, I just don't think cowboys live on the edge like you guys did back in the day. It could just be me, but I just feel like you guys went through hell and high water to get to those rodeos. So tell us a little bit maybe about who you've got on the line with us to visit. I know my dad contributed a story, and I think he's going to call in just a little bit. I just text him again. But you've got some guests on the line, and I know you also have some others that are listening. So if you're on the phone and you've pressed one, let my producer know you're in the queue, and that way we know we can connect you with Danny so we can talk a little more. But Danny, tell us a little bit who's called in.
Well, I think Tom Goodman's going to be there, Bob Logue, Leroy Smith, Bobby Christensen, Jr., and me. I think I'm missing somebody, but if they're on there, chime in.
Well, we have Bob and Leroy on the line. Bob and Leroy, are you two there?
I'm here.
Awesome. I'm here. This is Leroy.
Well, welcome to the show. Okay, Danny, so tell us a little bit about Bob and Leroy, their background, and what kind of stories you got from them, and maybe you want them to tell the story. I don't know. I'll let you take it from here.
Well, you know, it's always good to have I try to get contractors, riders, ropers, trick riders. I'm trying to get Vicky to give me one for trick riding, and I'm sure she will. Anyway, this goes way back. You know, Leroy Smith and I were back in the amateurs and junior rodeos together here in Arizona, and then we took off one summer and went down to Texas and worked amateur rodeos and PRCA rodeos on our permit. And we had a great time. It was our first outing, you know, on the rodeo circuit. So he and I go way back, and he's got great stories in the book. And then Bobby, you know, I had no idea. Bobby went to New York and did a rodeo there where he's a pickup man, and he told this fantastically great story about him and Bobby Del Vecchio. And, you know, I got to say, it is riotous.
Well, and you know what, Danny? This is Vicky. And somehow, Bobby D kind of ties into quite a few of these stories, because I remember one particular party we had during the Umpqua Valley Roundup at the Happy Valley Ranch. And Bobby D was involved with a little frog gigging with Butch Kirby. And I remember getting up in the morning at the ranch house and looking out on the patio and seeing, oh, gosh, I hate to say this, but a lot of frogs with no legs. They had fried up frog legs.
Oh.
My dad was mad. Those were his prize frogs. He loved the frogs in that pond. Anyway, Bobby D was talking about it a couple of years ago when he was inducted into the Oklahoma City Hall of Fame, and I had the opportunity to visit with him back there. So lots of great stories out there, lots of crazy things.
Oh,
and
we have to censor some of them because they go beyond, you know, the pale. But, you know, it is hilarious to hear him in private.
Yeah.
Well, so Bob, Mr. Logue's on here. What do you think about this book that he's putting together, and what made you want to contribute to it?
Oh, I just like what he was saying is you get behind the chute and you go to tell the stories and you get to relive the stories. He asked, he sent me a message, says, hey, would you send me a couple stories? And I got to thinking about stories, and you know, you tell one story, and then it another story comes, and then another story comes, and you can't stop, you know. So I'm kind of excited to read it. And as you read it, then it relives some of your stories too. So I'm really excited about reading it.
Well, I'm sure it's going to be a pretty amazing book of stories. And I'll tell you what, right now we're going to take a quick commercial break and station identification. We have Bobby Jr. and Christensen Jr. and Tom. I'm sorry, don't have Tom's last name, but Tom is also on the line holding, and we'll bring them back on when we come back from our break. So stay tuned. We'll be right back with more with Behind the Chute with Danny Ohako.
ForRadio.com.
Join me, Rebecca Christensen-Mapston, in real time for real topics on Real Talk with Rebecca on 4Radio.com.
Need tickets to the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo this December? Boyd Gaming's got them. They offer room and ticket packages that include transportation to and from the rodeo. Visit www.boydgaming.com/NFR. Boyd Gaming is riding for the brand.
American Hat Company is known throughout the world as the hat preferred by rodeo champions, ranchers, everyday cowboys, cowgirls, and rodeo fans. From the arena to the boardroom, no one does it better. Handmade in Bowie, Texas, American hats are made with tradition in the old-fashioned way. From the finest in felts to the best in straws, there is an American hat for every occasion. The CB Cowgirls are proud to have our ambassadors wearing the number one hat in the world. Thank you, American Hat. Find your own American hat at your favorite retailer. American Hats, handcrafted since 1950.
In today's busy world, it's nice to know that help is just a moment away. Andrea at Rodeo Spot Marketing is your one-stop shop. Full-service web and graphic design service, along with photo projects, printing services, marketing, and promotional. Let their staff take the stress off you and put a smile on your face. Always creative, always competitive priced, always working for you. That's Rodeo Spot Marketing. Find them at RodeoSpot.com. Tell Andrea the CB Cowgirls sent you.
She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls is proud to have as our charity of choice Man Up Crusade. Man Up is working in the Western world to reduce domestic violence in society and contribute to social change by promoting safe and healthy relationships. Growing up in a violent home is one of the most terrifying and traumatic experiences a child can go through. Let's work together to help those afflicted, to stand and know they're not alone. Find out more at ManUpCrusade.com. Take a stand and break the cycle of domestic violence.
ForRadio.com.
Welcome back to She's Gone Country, the CB Cowgirls. This is your host, Becky Christensen-Mapson, and I'm joined tonight with my co-host, Vicki Christensen-O'Shields. Vicki, are you hanging in there okay with us? We've got a lot of callers on the line.
Oh, hey, let's bring them on, Becky, because I know there are so many great stories just sitting out there, and we're just excited about your new book, Danny, and we just encourage everyone that you used to rodeo with, that, you know, that we went down the road with, call in, share a story, and let's get our, you know, our memories down on paper.
Well, Danny, I know if for those of you who are just tuning in, our guest tonight is Danny Ohako, and he first wrote a book called Behind the Scenes, which told the stories that he had to share with some of acting career. And so now, Danny, you're on to your second book, Behind the Shoots, and you're capturing, just like we do, the stories behind the story. So we've got several listeners on the line that have been contributors to your book. We've got Bobby Christensen Jr., we've got Bob Logue, we got Leroy Smith. And tell us, I've only got Tom. Tom, if you're with us, tell us your last name.
It's Goodman.
Tom Goodman, welcome everyone to the show. So, Danny, I'm going to let you take it away. These are your guests that are contributing to your book, so I'm going to let you lead from here.
Okay. You know, Tom is a former bullfighter clown, and he's got hilarious stories in the book about, you know, doing stuff in the rodeo and then having to ad lib, you know, when the act goes sour. And, you know, some of this stuff you couldn't write a script for it. It's so funny. And it really happens. And, you know, everybody plays along and gets along, and the stories, you know, come out, and they're good reading.
Oh, Danny, is this about I think this is one of the stories you sent us, correct?
Well, yeah, he was in an outhouse, and he was supposed to blow up the other guy's outhouse.
Yes.
And he goes to the bathroom, and then his bomb doesn't work. And so the Vic Harmon's the announcer, and he knows what's going on. He goes, "This thing ain't working." He says, "Get one of those rocks that explodes and throw it at him." And so he does that, and then the other clown hits the switch, and it blows the outhouse open.
Oh my gosh, Tom! And Tom, if I'm correct, when I read the story, it sounded like you had a pretty good wound after that.
Yeah, I did. I wasn't sure if I blew the whole top of my foot off.
Oh no.
I was walking into the arena. I went to cock my shotgun, and I had a little hammer cock, and it slipped off my finger, actually my thumb, and big charge went off. And I'm like, uh-oh, don't know if I blew my foot off or not, but I couldn't stop and look. I just had to keep going.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, you know, this is Vicki, and talking about outhouses, Bobby Jr., are you on? Are you there?
I'm here.
I hear him laughing.
Hey, there you are. There is a particular story, Bobby, about an outhouse at Central Point, Oregon, that somehow got moved during the night and parked against a door that it shouldn't have been. Can you tell us that story?
Sort of. My memory leaves me there who was in it and who couldn't get out of it. But and I've been sitting here thinking, Danny, that I might have to do a book myself called Tales from the Christensen Brothers Tack Trailer.
There you go. There's the tack trailer.
Wow, yeah, the tack trailer. Well, you know, I got to tell you something. I got to tell you that's really funny. I was reading all these stories, and Dad, before you came on, they were talking about Bobby Del Vecchio, and I had read the story you sent to Danny, and you had told me about the accident you had in the arena when you're picking up, when your ring got caught on the fence post, and you never wore it after that. Well, I'll have you all know that ring he was talking about was, at that point, his wedding ring from my mom. And speed forward some 20, 30-something years, that ring has been returned to me, and I haven't wear it every day.
Well, I'm glad you do, Vicki, because I had a big diamond ring, too. I never put it on again. That was the last time I wore any ring. I just said, hey, I like my fingers better than the ring, you know?
Well, I know we have Leroy. Leroy, how do you play into all these Mad Hatter stories?
Well, I think it goes back to like what Danny said. Him and I, most of our adventures were back in the amateur days and junior rodeo days. But the one thing that sticks in my mind, and I don't know if Danny put it in the book or not, I didn't because I thought he might, was when we made our first real trip on the road as cowboys trying to earn our way, and we went back through Texas and Arkansas and back in there. And the funny thing was it was just so different than being here in the Southwest, especially Arizona, where you might have to drive for all night to get to the next rodeo. If you left after the slack one night, you might have to drive all night before you got to the next one on Sunday. We got back there and we got in our first rodeo, and all their rodeos were at night. So the three of us rode. There was Danny, myself, and Bobby Underwood. And, boy, we jumped in my car, and we took off, and we're speeding, trying to think we're going to have to drive for all night to get to the next one. And, heck, they were only 20 miles down the road. And everybody, we go by it, and somebody goes, I think I just saw a sign for where the rodeo is. And we're like, what? And then we get there, and now we find out, we've got to find something to do until the next night. So we basically ended up sleeping by whatever lake was close because we didn't really have the money for motel rooms.
Uh-huh.
So we'd spend the night at the lake, and then the next day we'd all go in the lake and take a bath. That was just the way we did it. I've got some videos of it, which I'm sure the boys wouldn't want me to show because we didn't have swimsuits or anything. But It was a heck of an experience to go that first time and know that you really were on your own, and if you didn't make it, you weren't going to make it.
Wow!
And that's when
go ahead.
And that's when you got introduced to chiggers.
Oh,
I hate
those.
Oh no!
Hate
not
those.
A good thing.
Well,
not,
you know, I gotta ask. I got to bring Dad back on the line for just a minute so he can touch a little bit on the story that he's putting into the book. You know, as I said at the very beginning of the show, maybe that's why, is I've been hearing a lot about it lately. Like I said, Gray and I went up and saw Deb Copenhaver this weekend, and Gray's really close to him. And I tell you, he started telling some stories about Casey Tibb and him, and I told him, I said, you know what, we need to record these stories. And I mean, if that little gent didn't just perk out of his chair when I hit record and just start telling stories after stories after stories. And he's got a lot of them, but he kept touching on New York. So Dad, tell us about this venue in New York, this rodeo, and a little bit about your, I don't even want to call it fiasco, but you know, your lovely events back there.
Well, it was basically done there for old Meatball, Bobby Del Vecchio. And isn't that right, Logie? That's what we called him, right?
Yeah, a meatball.
Yeah. And by the way, Bobby, before I tell the story, it just hit me. You bought my son his first horse, old Broomtail. Do you remember him?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Anyway, Calvecchio was, you know, in a run for the world championship, and he'd come out of the Bronx, New York, and they had the Black Velvet Awards going on then, and International Sports out of New York was handling the account, and two great guys, Ron Romans and Paul Zeno, and they seen Calvecchio at the rodeos and stuff, so they had a Black Velvet tournament in Las Vegas, and then they took one to New York, and Bobby Calvecchio was a star. I mean, he couldn't walk in the arena without getting a standing ovation, and he loved every minute of it. And I'm not going to tell that what's in Danny's book. We just were cowboys having fun when the rodeo got over.
Let me tell you, you're going to want to find out what that fun looked like. You're going to have to get the book. I'm telling you all these stories because we can't tell all the details of this book. I mean, I'm sitting here right now, and I'm looking at a story called When Asked to Leave by Bob Logue, and what's that smell? I mean, that's got to tell you something in itself. So, we're just going to leave it at that. We're just going to leave it and let you guys get the book when it comes out.
When I was telling Daniel Hockle about that one, what's that smell, I relived the whole experience of me and Mickey Young going down to Wharf. And, Ike Mankey and Bruce Ford played a trick on me and Mickey. We both had our wives out there, and they did a bunch of stuff to our rooms, and we were excited because we got the sweet revenge, man. So it was it's quite a story. You'll want to read that one.
Mackerels.
These were huge fish.
Well, no doubt, the entire book is going to be filled with so many stories. And
if you ever want to go to New York, so take Calvecchio with you because he'll show you. He knows his way around.
Oh gosh.
He's the godfather over there in New Jersey.
I'll tell you what, he was pretty popular, Danny. And by golly, I wasn't afraid to do what he wanted to do, so we did it. I was with the star of the rodeo that day, so I knew I'd be second in line to get in trouble.
Well, Danny, you may want to get a hold of old Deb because he tells a great story about how him and Bill Linderman and I think it's his brother, is it Bob?
Bud.
And one other guy, he was a pilot, and they talked about how they were running late to the New York rodeo, and they couldn't, and they were running late. They couldn't get, the air tower was communicating with them, but they couldn't communicate with the air tower, and they couldn't find a strip to land on, and they usually flew over and landed in New Jersey and then went to the rodeo, but they were, because they were late, they just pulled in line with a bunch of the airplanes at LaGuardia. And so they were in this little Cessna. And they're falling in line with all the major airliners at LaGuardia, and they could hear the towers telling them that when they land that they needed to pull over to gate so-and-so, and they would be greeted there when they landed. And I guess when they landed, they landed, and they got out their gear, and they said, you know what, boys, we don't have time for this. We got to get to a rodeo over at the call or wherever it was being held at. And if they didn't escort them to the front of the airport and get them a cab, because they were cowboys, they sent them off to the rodeo. And their plane was there, and they snuck off and took off when they got back. But it was a good story. He tells it a whole lot better than I do. But I just the stories that you guys tell, I hope some of the cowboys in this generation have as good stories to tell as you guys do.
Boy, they go back to the 50s and 60s. It's always been the same, you know. Cowboys will dream up and have the most fun of anybody in the world.
Yeah, it was no harm intended, Danny.
No harm intended, I know that.
And hopefully no one arrested. I'm just saying, hopefully.
Yeah.
I'm even in the younger generations, and you know what? I probably have a few stories to tell of things I remember, but we won't go into all that. Danny, tell us, how long do you think it's going to take to finish up this book before you're looking at bringing it to publication?
Well, it just depends on how many stories I can get and then, you know, before dragging it out too long. But I'd like to go through the summer gathering stories, and then sometime like October, November, go ahead and publish. You don't want a book that's 300 pages long. You want a book that's, you know, 200 pages and short stories. And then you can just buzz through it in a day and a half, and people don't mind paying $15 for it or whatever.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, Dan.
We can take 200 pages right now.
Well, Danny, this is Vicki, and hopefully I know that I speak for Becky as well. You know, we would definitely look forward to visiting with you more in Las Vegas during the Wrangler National Finals in December. And hopefully maybe you'll have your book out by then, and maybe we can bring some of these storytellers on stage with you, and we can talk a little bit more about it.
Yeah, we'd have a little round table there on the stage. That'd be fun.
That'd be fun.
You got it. You got it. Well, you know, we are out of time. That's how fast this goes. But I just want to say thank you so much to everyone that called in, Dad, Bob, Leroy, Tom, all of you, Danny. Thank you so much. I'm excited for this book. This is going to be one that's going to sit on my coffee table when it comes out. And I just love listening to the stories and reading them. So, and I know 200 pages is just touching on just some of the great stories that are out there, and there's so many more. And that's what it's all about, is just capturing these stories that we can pass on down through our generations, because there just wasn't a time like there was in our history with these stories. So I want to say thank you for tuning in and joining us tonight. And Vicki, I'm going to turn over to you to let you close it out, and we will see you next week on She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls.
Well, thank you, Becky. Danny, thank you. Brother Bobby, Bob Logue, all the guests we've had on tonight. And, you know, Becky, there is something to be said about the written word. You know, the spoken word, you hear it once, but the written word, you can go back and you can relive and read it again and again. So, you know, jot down your memories. Always keep track of your roots and where you come from. Danny, thank you. We look forward to, again, like we just said, seeing you in Vegas, hopefully this year, with a book in your hand. Thank you to all the guests. Thank you to Maria, our producer. And we're going to close out this evening's broadcast with a little cowgirl logic from one of our favorite cowgirls, Miss Crystal Lyons. Good night, everyone, and God bless.
I'm Crystal Lyons, and a good friend of mine was chomping at the bit to get his hands on my big gypsy Vanner stallion who had no ground manners. Well, I gladly accepted, and inside 20 minutes, Mike had Strider moving away from him and lunging in whatever direction he wanted, simply by pointing in that direction. It was amazing to watch Strider and Mike communicate with body language, and it was very evident that Mike was in control and Strider was not. Well, one thing I thought was pretty cool was the concept of the one who moves his feet most loses. Well, there were times when Strider really challenged Mike's right to tell him what to do, and he would attempt to move his body into Mike's space. Mike, in turn, would move just enough to keep his correct position and force Strider to lunge in a direction that he chose. Each time, Strider had to move his feet a lot while Mike basically stood still. It was pretty cool watching. And I understand the concept, because that's exactly what Satan attempts to do to each of us. God gives us a word, and the challenge then is to position ourselves correctly on that promise and hold our ground while the enemy seeks to get us to move off that place of dominance. As long as we refuse to move off and totally rely on God's word, we dominate the enemy. But if he can get us to move off that place, he has won and is in fact holding a level of domination over us. He who moves his feet most loses. If you know that you have direction, stand steady. Hold your ground. Make the devil move instead. Because the one who moves his feet most loses. I'm Crystal Lyons, and this is Cowgirl Logic. For more, you can go to cowgirllogic.net.
Need tickets to the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo this December? Boyd Gaming's got them. They offer room and ticket packages that include transportation to and from the rodeo. Visit www.boydgaming.com/NFR. Boyd Gaming is riding for the brand.
Rebecca Lawler Limited is the culmination of a lifelong dream for philanthropist and designer Rebecca Lawler. She designed her patented, unique glass heart, which is handcrafted by glass artists in Virginia. Placed in the center is a brilliant gem. The heart can be worn with the Rebecca Lawler Limited signature ribbon or an awareness ribbon of choice. To join the mission of the Hearts of Hope Foundation and add a Rebecca Lawler signature heart to your own personal style, go to RebeccaLawlerLimited.com. That's RebeccaLawlerLimited.com.
Join me, Rebecca Christensen-Mapston, in real time for real topics on Real Talk with Rebecca on 4Radio.com.
4Radio.com.